Hi, and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie. Why do you sound so tired?
Well, we've been on this long journey,
Oh,
and we're
yeah.
coming to the end of it today. Yeah, we're at the
Day
end,
three.
day three of our book. And we've been on this big journey on our Around the World in 80 Days, or in 3 days in this For You article, but Around the World in some days anyway. And we've been all over, haven't we? We've been across Europe, we've been
India?
across India, right? Where they saved Aouda from being burnt alive. They went to Hong Kong, where Passepartout got very drunk and forgot to tell Phileas Fogg that they had a boat to catch. They
And
missed their boat.
right, Fix planned all that, right?
Fix was trying to catch them, yes. So now they are off to North America, and it seems like they might be on time. We're not so sure. We're going to find out today in our Day 3 article.
Around the World in 80 Days. Fix comes up with a new plan. The laws make it impossible for him to arrest Fogg outside of British territory. Therefore, he'll help Fogg to return as quickly as possible. Fogg needs all the help he can get. They're delayed and miss the ship to Britain. Instead, they get on a ship to France. Fogg buys it with the last of his money, and they change the ship's destination. They reach the British city of Liverpool, where Fix makes his move. He arrests Fogg, but finds out he has made a mistake. The real criminal has already been captured. Fogg is freed and heads to London, but arrives 5 minutes too late to win his bet.
"I've lost everything,"
he sighs. Then Passepartout discovers that since they crossed the international dateline, they're on time. They gained a day on their journey. Fogg races to the Reform Club and wins the bet.
Okay, so the article starts by saying Fix comes up with a new plan.
He comes up with a new plan. So he comes up with something. Now, when you come up with something, an idea or a plan, you think of it. So, for example, Mary came up with a way of convincing her mum to let her go to the party. Or we could also say the Wright brothers came up with a new way of travelling when they invented the airplane. Both of these things were things that they thought of, they came up with. So, what is the plan that he came up with? Well, the laws make it impossible for him to arrest Fogg outside of British territory.
Oh, 那我们先看到英文练功房里面有一个 make it 加上受词补语加上 for somebody 再接上 to do something 的用法。那这边的 make 后面加上的是虚受词 it， 然后再接受词补语，再接上真正的受词，所以句型会是 make it 加上 OC 受词补语，再加上 for somebody to do something。For example, this new bus makes it faster for me to go to school。这边的受词补语是 faster。真正的受词呢是 to go， 所以这边在说的是新公车让我上学更快。那在这个句型当中啊，我们还会常见的动词有 consider、feel、find 或是 think 等等。For example, John considers it a waste of time to sit in meetings that don't concern him. 这边的受词补语是 a waste of time， 真正的受词是 to sit。那我们在解释的是 John 觉得坐在跟他没关联的会议里面很浪费时间。
Right, so he can't make the arrest outside of British territory.
Territory.
Territory. Now, territory has to be a noun, doesn't it? Because it's an area of land that belongs to a country, company, group, or person. So British territory in the story means the lands and countries that were part of the British Empire and were controlled by the British government.At the time the book was written, these included Egypt, Hong Kong, and India. Lots of places that Fogg travels to. Now, there's different types of territory. We could also talk about disputed territory. So a territory which is disputed territory is territory that two countries both say that they own. Or it could be a territory that says that it is its own country, but another country says that it's not. So Taiwan is a good example of that.
Right.
Yes. So an example sentence of territory is, the United States gained many new territories in the 19th century.
Territory 这个字呢就是领土领地。那课文说呢法律让 Fix 根本不可能在英国领土外逮捕 Fogg.、Mm-hmm. So what can Fix do? The article says, therefore, he'll help Fogg to return as quickly as possible.、Mm-hmm. 我们这边看到 as possible 是尽可能的意思。那最常见的就是As soon as possible、mm. 或是这里的 as quickly as possible 那我们刚刚说到的 as soon as possible 还可以用四个字母代替叫做 ASAP、mm-hmm. 念作 ASAP 尽快、
mm-hmm. Yes, Fogg needs all the help he can get So he's obviously going to take this help from、yeah. Fix, isn't he?
But the article、mm. says they're delayed and miss the ship to Britain、
mm.Okay, so we're talking about a delay here, or the fact that they were delayed. Now, delay is a verb, and when something is delayed, it becomes late. You'll often hear this word being used in train stations and in airports. So, for example, the next train to Taichung has been delayed by 30 minutes. We normally follow delayed by, with by, and then the amount of time that the thing has been made late.So it has been delayed by 30 minutes. Now, we can also use the past participle form of delayed as an adjective. So we can talk about a delayed flight, a delayed train, a delayed boat, or even a delayed concert. Now, what are some other ways we can talk about things being delayed, though? We can talk about them being postponed.This event has been postponed until further notice. That is a good example of how postponed is used. Now, if things have gone really wrong and they can't push it back, they have to cancel it. So we can talk about an event being cancelled or a flight being cancelled. Now, our example sentence for this word is, this tower was supposed to be finished this year, but the building work was delayed.
Delay 这个动词呢是使延迟或是延期、mm-hmm. 所以错过了去英国的船之后他们搭上了到法国的船、mm-hmm. And then the article says Instead, they get on a ship to France、
mm-hmm. Okay, I see Now, Fogg does something clever, doesn't he?、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says Fogg buys it, that's the ship with the last of his money and they change the ship's destination Oh,
Destination、clever.目的地被改变了、mm. 他们改变船的目的地 because he used his money.
Yes, he must have a lot of money to be able to、yeah. buy the ship.
So now the ship's、mm. not going to France.
No.
Where is it heading to?
Well, they reach the British city of Liverpool where Fix makes his move.
To make one's move 代表是采取行动同时也是我们的 pocket phrase go. Let's check the video first.
Pocket phrase go!
大家好，又是我可爱又美丽的 Jasmine 小公举。那今晚我跟 Aladdin 约好了碰面，哎，好奇怪哦，我等了都快半个小时，哎，怎么他到现在都还没到啊？哈、啊，还是他对我没有意思啊？可是怎么可能啊？我这么正，对不对？怎么可能他不会来赴约呢？ Gosh, I hate it when a guy doesn't make his move.男生就是要主动一点啊！拜托哎，我可是摇摇 V 类的小公举。不过呢，小公举我呢，当然是不会主动的啊。哎，对了，刚刚我提到的 make one's move 就是采取行动。比方像是超级英雄对决的时候，我们都会看到一个经典的一幕，就是 the enemy waits until you're weak to make his move.就是敌人会等你怎么样等到虚脱体力变弱的时候才会采取行动又或者呢 The followers are waiting for their leader to make his move first 意思就是随从们在等他们的领导先采取行动嗯好啦算了啦其实现在都怎么样提倡男女平等或许诶女生也可以勇敢一点啊 Maybe it's time for me to make my move Let me goingFind Aladdin now. Aladdin.
Okay, so one thing that I think we should point out here、mm-hmm. is we've been using a lot of different words here. We've said、right. Britain,、mm-hmm. we've said England,、mm-hmm. and you know that the UK is another name.
Yeah.
So that's all a little bit confusing, isn't、
yeah.
it?
So what、mm-hmm. exactly does、Britain mean?
So Britain is the big island in the UK that has Scotland、
mm-hmm.
and England and Wales on it.
Oh,
okay, so it's the main island.
苏格兰、mm-hmm. 英格兰跟威尔斯、mm-hmm. 本岛的意思。
Yes,、嗯、and before, when this book was written, Britain, Great Britain, was the name of the country.、
Oh.
But we don't call it that anymore. Now it is called the United Kingdom. So when they talk about the British city of Liverpool, they're also talking about the English city of Liverpool, because Liverpool is in England.
England,
yes.
Oh,、mm-hmm. England 指的就是英格兰那个岛而已。
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so now that we've cleared that up, we know where they are. They are in England, they are in Liverpool. And Fix, he arrests Fogg, but finds out he has made a mistake. Can you imagine that? You've gone all the way around the world for almost 3 months,、
uh-huh.
and you realize you're following the wrong person.
Stupid Detective Fix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means Fogg isn't the robber, right?
He isn't, no.
And then the article says the real criminal...has already been captured.
Oh, what a waste of time.
Right.
Right, the real criminal, that's a noun, has already been captured. Now, a criminal is a person who has done something against the law. So the robber in the book is a criminal because obviously it is illegal to steal large amounts of money from the bank. Phileas Fogg is not a criminal, even though...Fix thought that he was a criminal,、mm-hmm. even though he wanted to arrest him, and even though he did arrest him, it doesn't make him a criminal because he didn't do anything wrong. Now, criminals don't have to be caught, though. They can also be criminals on the run,、
mm-hmm.
or worse, criminals on the loose. Those two expressions, on the run and on the loose, describe a criminal who is still...Committing crimes,、
uh-huh.
yeah.
He's not being captured.
He's not being caught, yes.、Mm-hmm. So sometimes on the news you'll hear them say, there is a dangerous murderer on the loose. So we haven't caught him yet. So what do you call someone like Phileas Fogg, who we think is a criminal, but he's not actually a criminal? We could call him a suspect. Or it could be that he is a criminal, but we don't have proof yet. We、mm-hmm. just, we think.
嫌疑犯、
mm-hmm.
Suspect.
Suspect. And someone who we have already taken, the police have already taken,will be a prisoner. That、mm. is someone who has been taken by the police and can't leave, or sometimes taken by the army and can't leave. So our example sentence for criminal is, police have warned that a dangerous criminal is on the loose. See, we have that expression again.
所以 criminal 这个名词呢就是罪犯的意思。那它还可以当作形容词用哦、mm-hmm. 代表的是犯罪的，像是 criminal record、mm-hmm. 那就是一个人的犯罪记录。那犯下的罪行，罪行怎么说呢？是 crime, C-R-I-M-E、mm-hmm. 那犯下罪行我们要搭配哪一个动词呢？通常是 commit a crime、
mm-hmm.
commit a crime。 那我们的 commit, C-O-M-M-I-T、mm-hmm. So Fogg isn't a criminal at all.
No, he was just a suspect and now it turns out he is innocent of robbery.
他是无辜的、
mm-hmm, He's innocent. So that didn't stop him from being captured though, and luckily the real criminal was captured、uh-huh. as well. Now capture is a verb, and when we capture a criminal, we find him and lock him in jail. So in the story, the real robber has already been found and taken away by the police. We can also use capture in other ways though, or with other things. So capture animals, for example, we could capturesome fireflies, for example, like in this sentence.、
Mm-hmm.
Holly captured some fireflies in a jar. That's something I always wanted to do. You know,、
oh,
you can、
really?
Get them in the jar and they have the little lights.
Yeah.
Yeah?、
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So we can also talk about capturing a special moment. I think capturing the fireflies is a special
oh,
moment.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But so, when, yeah, you're taking pictures. When you capture a special moment, you are taking pictures or you're taking a video. So Freya and Samson were married on Friday and hired a cameraman to capture their special day. So our example sentence of capture is not like Freya and Samson's special day at all. It's the original meaning of capture from the article. After taking the country, the army captured its king and put him in prison.That's not such a special day, no.
所以呢, the real criminal has been captured. 真正的罪犯早就被抓到了。Mm-hmm. And the article says, Fogg is freed、mm-hmm. and heads to London, but arrives 5 minutes too late to win his bet. Only 5 minutes late.
Hey, 5 minutes late is late.
Yeah, so
you're late, you're not on time.
He lost the bet?
Yes, he says, I've lost everything, he sighs.
Oh, so he lost the bet and he lost the money.
Yes.
I bet he used a lot of money on this journey.
Yeah. So, yeah, 80 days traveling around the world.
Mm-hmm. And he needed to buy
£20,000 as well.
By the destination, mm-hmm. right? By the ship to change their destination.
Yeah, very expensive. But then, Passepartout actually has a clever idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he realizes something important. Then Passepartout discovers that since they crossed the international date line, they're on time.
Oh, so Passepartout is now smart.
Yeah, he is, and he's had this smart idea. But what is international and what is the international date line? Let's find out. Okay, so international is the adjective we're looking at here. So it's a describing word. And when something is international, it happens or is or does something in lots of different countries around the world. So Ariana Grande, for example, is an international star because she is known by lots of people all around the world. But there's lots of other things we can talk about. We can talk about international relations. Those are the relationships between two different countries, sometimes between businesses in different countries as well. We can talk about international flights, which are flights which travel from one country to another country. Or we can talk about international news, which is news that has happened all over the world. So what is the international date line? Passepartout said, we've crossed the international date line, so we're on time. What does that mean? Well, if you look at the world and you think about how the world turns, we're not all at the same time of day at the same time. That's why we have time zones. Now, time zones change. When you travel to the east or to the west far enough, you'll find that the time will go forward an hour or back an hour. Now, you can't always keep going forward an hour. Otherwise, if you traveled around the world, you would be traveling forward in time or you'd be traveling back in time. There is a line in the Pacific Ocean where the time skips back one whole day, and that line is called the international date line. So if I was in Japan today and I flew to California, I'd actually find the date would go backwards because I would have crossed the international date line. So because of this strange little way that the world works, they actually managed to make it there in 80 days, not 81 days. So we have one last couple of words we can use with international before we get to our example sentence. What do we call something which is not international? Well, we could call it domestic. That is something that happens within one country. Or we could call it local. Now, that could be in one country or could be in one specific area, like a town or a village. Our example sentence, though, for international is, when it first came out, the movie Avatar was an international hit.
我们在文章里面呢还看到一个片语叫做 on time, 那它是准时的意思。所以呢原来 Fogg 有在时间内抵达英国因为他们跨越了 international dateline, 就是国际换日线。And then the article says, they gained a day on their journey.
They did.So it wasn't 81 days, it was 80 days.
80 days.
Which means they made it in time.
Uh-huh.
They gained a day though, and that's how they did it.
Right.
Gain is a verb, and when we gain something, we get it. We gain things that we normally want or need. Normally these are very important things. So we can gain power.
Power.
Or we can gain control.
Control.
Or we can gain a degree or an education.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or we can gain a good or a bad reputation. Now, how do we say reputation?
名声.
Okay, so if you have a good 名声.
好名声.
Then, 好名声. Mm. Yeah. Then that means everybody thinks you're a good person.
Right.
You know, this person is great. They're reliable. We can trust them.But if you gain a bad reputation,
坏名声
yeah, maybe you've done a lot of bad things and now people don't trust you anymore. They think, you know, this person,
do I want
to spend time with this person? He has a bad reputation.
Right.
Yes. So you can also gain a reputation for something specific or gain a reputation as a kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So Terence gained a reputation as a fearless leader. That meant everybody started to think, wow,Terence is a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great leader name, Terence. Anyway, we've got some similar words we can use, which are like gain. We can talk about acquiring something. We can acquire something, or we can obtain something. And both of these are kind of fancier, a bit more formal versions of gain. So the museum acquired a rare gemstone from a private collector. Now let's skip back to gain and have a look at an example sentence.Troy gained hundreds of fans after he released his first record.
Gain 这个动词呢就是获得赢得啦。那它也可以当作名词哦的意思解释为收获。
Mm-hmm.
And the article says Fogg races to the Reform Club and wins the bet.
He does. Oh, fantastic. So, he's not wasted money.
Uh-huh.
He's won the argument.
Yeah.
And he's won £20,000.
£20,000!
Which actually, if you think about the cost of travelling around the world, he probably didn't make any money.
Right. Okay. 那这么是 race, 它是一个动词表示快跑快速移动因为它快要赶不及了嘛。所以最后 Fogg 就赶快跑到革新俱乐部里面然后赢了这场赌注。He traveled around the world in
80 days.
Yay!
And he gained a reputation as a great traveler as well.
And it's a great money.
Book. And money.Some money. And he spent money. But anyway, that concludes our amazing journey around the world in just a little bit less than 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or in 80 days, which sounds better. But before we go, we still have time for one For You Chat question. So let's go to our last For You Chat of this amazing story.
So our For You Chat question is, if you could travel around the world, which countries would you visit and why?
Okay. I'm going to pick 3 countries, okay?
Yeah.
In different places. So the first place that I would like to go is in Asia, and it's a difficult place to get to. It's called Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
In Central Asia. And why I think this is so interesting is it's a place with lots of very interesting history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that no one really goes. And it has amazing landscapes and architecture as well. So it's full of deserts and these old Islamic cities, which I think would be very interesting to explore.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to go to Uzbekistan. Another country I would like to visit...would probably be Peru as well.
Oh, like Peru!
Yeah. So I speak Spanish. I'm a bilingual Spanish speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to go to Peru. That's why I started learning. But I've been speaking Spanish for 15 years now. And I've not been to South America. So Peru would have to be my number 2. And my 3rd country I would have to pick would be Uganda.
Uganda.
In East Africa. Yes. Why?
Those are really cool countries.
Yeah.、
Mm.
You don't want to hear why I want to go to Uganda?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, of course you want
to
hear why. So, because it has the most gorillas in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, loads of gorillas.
Yeah.
And also, some of my family is from Uganda as well.
Cool.
But I've also never been. So, my 3 countries.
Good.
Uzbekistan, Peru, and Uganda.
And I didn't know you could speak Spanish.
Oh, I can.
Hola.
Claro que sí.Anyway, but that is for our other channel, Spanish for You, launching soon. In the meantime, you guys can talk about what countries you would like to travel to, what kind of amazing world trip you would like to go on to, and we will see you again soon for more amazing articles.
Yeah.
Hopefully, more articles about travel.
Right. And how do you say bye, see you in Spanish?
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Bye.
Bye.
Around the World in 80 Days. Fix comes up with a new plan. The laws make it impossible for him to arrest Fogg outside of British territory. Therefore, he'll help Fogg to return as quickly as possible. Fogg needs all the help he can get. They're delayed and miss the ship to Britain. Instead, they get on a ship to France. Fogg buys it with the last of his money, and they change the ship's destination.They reach the British city of Liverpool, where Fix makes his move. He arrests Fogg, but finds out he has made a mistake. The real criminal has already been captured. Fogg is freed and heads to London, but arrives 5 minutes too late to win his bet.
I've lost everything,
he sighs. Then Passepartout discovers that since they crossed the international dateline, they're on time.They gained a day on their journey. Fogg races to the Reform Club and wins the bet.
Vocabulary Review. Territory. 2 countries claim that this island is part of their territory. Delay. Because there is something wrong with the plane,Our flight was delayed for 5 hours. criminal. The neighbors saw a criminal trying to break into the house across the street, and they called the police. Capture. The soldier was captured by the enemy and held until the war ended. International. This news channel covers local news stories as well as international ones. Gain. The army gained control over the town after winning an important battle.
智慧小补帖
Destination.